auto insurance rates are based in part on how much you drive. Now, go out on the street in front of you and you'll see that there's not much driving going on. So consumer advocates have called for rebates. And many insurance companies, after a couple of weeks of being very, very quiet, many insurance companies are sending out rebates. We've talked about that on this program several times. Some are offering all but bogus rebates, some as low as 15%, some as high as 25%. But here is what you have not heard. There are a lot of auto insurance companies out there trying to get a rate increase right now during this pandemic. Harvey Rosenfield brought that to my attention, brought it to everyone's attention. He's from Consumer Watchdog, and he joins us now. Hey, Harvey, thanks a lot for joining us.
Always an honor, Michael, especially since you got a lot of people listening who have no place else to go, and they're home, and they want to learn about this stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're very fortunate. People have found us, and so we get to talk about important items like this. So what is going on, and what have you asked the insurance commissioner to do about it?
Well, as you pointed out, the insurance commissioner last week sort of followed the lead of the insurance companies and consumer advocates in Washington, D.C., and told the insurance companies they really should rebate some of the premiums they're collecting for March and April because, as you pointed out, our cars are social distancing 30 yards apart from each other in the driveway. And, they're not leaving except for to go to the supermarket or whatever once a week. And the premiums that we're paying for those cars that are sitting in our driveway were premiums that were set and approved by the insurance commissioner months before the pandemic. So they don't reflect the fact that we're all in shutdown mode. The problem is that even at the same time that the companies and the insurance commissioner were talking about some modest rebates, at least 21 auto insurance companies have applied for permission to raise their rates. And it just obviously just makes no sense for companies to be saying, hey, we're going to give you a little bit of a premium discount at the same time that they're asking for rate increases. So we called on the insurance commissioner to exercise his authority, the authority the voters gave him years ago, to create a moratorium on any future rate increases, at least until September, or else until this nightmare pandemic is over and at least people are getting back to work and able to, start to afford these things. And then we can all go back and see who owes who what.
Well, you know, Harvey, that's a modest proposal. Just till September, it's hard to imagine they could possibly get enough cars back out on the street to even justify their old rates, much less new higher rates.
Yeah. So, and we said to them, September 1, or when people get back to work and this emergency crisis is over, whichever comes later. And I think it's a no-brainer, like you said, Michael. I think the insurance commissioner is quite likely to agree with us and not permit any rate increases to go through until this is all sorted out.
So let me ask you this. Is this just normal business as usual, which is the guys that run the numbers for insurance companies are in some back room and they just are assuming the increases in labor costs and blah, blah, blah. So they're just rolling it out. Or are they trying to take advantage of a pandemic, hoping that nobody's watching them?
Well, that's a very astute question. I think all these rate applications that we're talking about that are pending now before the commissioner and under the voter approved Prop 103, he has to give himself, his staff, and the public a chance to scrutinize them. They were all submitted prior to the pandemic. So I wouldn't necessarily characterize the insurance companies as taking advantage of the pandemic right now, in the sense that I think if the commissioner does agree not to process any of these or approve any of these rate applications, I think nobody's going to protest. I do think that the companies will take advantage of the situation when it comes time to go back. And right now is not the time to do this. We don't know. We know that people are not likely to get into an accident, a car accident, when their car is in the driveway. So the time to go back and figure out when and how much people were overcharged and what they should get back, it's after this phase of the crisis is over. And I can guarantee you this. If we left it up to the largesse and generosity of the insurance companies to determine how much money they're going to give us back for this period of time, they would not give us back everything that we're entitled to. But here in California, unlike most states, there's a legal obligation for them to do so as part of that proposition that I mentioned. And so I think that if the companies don't do it, the insurance commissioner, with the assistance of groups like Consumer Watchdog, will come in when at the appropriate time and say, okay, now you've got to go back. You've got to look at how much people overpaid for premiums. And then you've got to have all the insurance companies apply for new rates that reflect what is likely to be, I'm really sorry to say, a devastating long-term impact in our economy, because, you know, many people hadn't yet recovered from the crash in 2008, which for many years people didn't drive as much. A lot of people were unemployed. This pandemic is going to be much worse absent some leadership at the federal level that we haven't seen. And so it's quite likely that a lot of people will be hit economically, and people, even if you're given permission to drive, people who are unemployed, who've lost their jobs, are not going to be driving as much.
I want to talk about Prop 13 for a second. Every time I do research on auto insurance, I am shocked. That's not even a big enough word. I am blown away at how much cheaper our rates are in California. And so everybody always talks about everything is so expensive in California till you do insurance rates. And because of your hard work more than 30 years ago and then defending it all the way along, I was just reading, I believe it was in, was it Tampa, Florida? It was somewhere in Florida. Their rates are like double or triple our rates here. I was blown away.
Yeah. Well,
I guess my point is none of this, people think it's just some happy, lucky hapstance that we've ended up here. This is a lot of work and pounding on this night and day, right?
That's really true. I mean, nobody loves writing that check to the insurance companies, but way back in the 1980s, when they were rates and their premiums were not regulated at all, prices for insurance, all kinds of insurance, were going up 25-40% a year. And people got fed up, and the voters revolted at the ballot box, and they passed the Proposition 103, which mandates stringent regulation.
Sorry, 103, not 13. Pardon me.
103, yeah. 13's that other thing, the property tax thing. Voters mandated rate refunds and rate regulation. And people don't realize it, but the Consumer Federation of America did a study about a year ago that concluded that Prop 103 had saved California motorists $153 billion over the last 30 years. But that's hard to grasp what that means for the average person. Here's a better way of describing the findings of that study. They found that auto insurance liability premiums were about the same a few years ago as they were 30 years ago when Prop 103 passed. So there aren't many laws that have kept things in check, and it tells you how excessive and how many overcharges were going on in the 1980s. And thankfully, we've moved away from that with this law that the voters passed.
If people agree with you on this and think these increases should be shelved at least till September 1st, what should they do?
Well, I'm hoping I could say just wait for the check to arrive and make sure that they don't increase your premiums in the meantime. But no, I mean, if people want to weigh in on this, should call the insurance commissioner's office, Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara, or email him. He's got an office in San Fran. He's got an office in Sacramento. The best way to weigh in those kind of things, just let him know you're in support of the rate free.